welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. Good news, everyone. Tori has had our second baby. April Fools. I wonder how many of you saw that coming. I was going to play it off until the end of the episode, but I couldn't do it to you all. Anyways, she's a few days out from her due date, so keep us in your prayers. We're getting very excited, and she is, to put it simply, she's ready. You know what I mean? Anyways, we're picking back up with New Morning Mercies, and I'm just going to take it from here. It's not just the most important miracle ever. It's not just the most astounding event in the life of the Messiah. It's not just an essential item in your theological outline. It's not just the reason for the most important celebratory season of the church. It's not just your hope for the future. No, the resurrection is all that and more. It is also meant to be the window through which you view all of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 15 captures this truth very well. We know that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. But what does it look like to look at life through the window of the resurrection? As I assess my life right here, right now, what about the resurrection must I remember? Let me suggest five things to you. Number one, the resurrection of Jesus guarantees your resurrection too. Life is not a constantly repeating cycle of the same old, same old. No, under God's rule, this world is marching toward a conclusion. Your life is being carried to a glorious end. There will be a moment when God will raise you out of this broken world and sin and suffering will be no more. Number two, the resurrection tells you what Jesus is now doing. Jesus now reigns. 1 Corinthians 15 says that he will continue to reign until the final enemy is under his feet. You see, your world is not out of control, but under the careful control of the one who is still doing his sin-defeating work. Number three, the resurrection promises you all the grace you need between Jesus' resurrection and yours. If your end has already been guaranteed, then all the grace you need along the way has already been guaranteed as well, or you would never make it to your appointed end. Future grace always carries with it the promises of present grace. Number four, the resurrection of Jesus motivates you to do what is right, no matter what you are facing. The resurrection tells you that God will win. His truth will reign. His plan will be accomplished. Sin will be defeated. Righteousness will overcome evil. This means that everything you do in God's name is worth it, no matter what the cost. Number five, the resurrection tells you that you always have a reason to give thanks. Quite apart from anything you have earned, you have been welcomed into the most exciting story ever and have been granted a future of joy and peace forever. No matter what happens today, look at life through this window. And I don't have a whole lot more to add, but it's kind of similar to what we talked about yesterday regarding how if we need to be looking through the right window, because whenever we're operating from overflow, from contentment, we will operate for overflow and for contentment. Whenever we're receiving that future grace that he's promised us, we will understand that we have current grace. We have present grace right now where we are. And so if you're someone who is struggling with that constant frustration or the constant fear, the constant envy, the constant anxiousness, the constant just feeling hopeless or feeling foggy or not knowing what you want to do, the confusion, we have to make sure that we're looking at it through the lens of Christ and not through the lens of self. Proverbs says, lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. Acknowledge him in all your ways, not just your finances, right? Not just your relationships, not just your quiet time, in all ways, how we parent, how we pursue excellence in work, how we communicate with friends and stop gossiping, how we treat our bodies, and always acknowledge him, and he will make our path straight. And so I think that that's the perspective shift we need to operate in his power for his glory. Otherwise, we're going to be operating out of our own power. trying to pursue his glory, but it'll end up being just for our own glory. And so it's something important for us to think about. I'm going to pray sign out. Lord, help us to see what you see. Lord, you can see the end from the beginning, God. Will you reveal that to us? Will you open our eyes to your heart, Lord? Open our eyes to your heart, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will help us shut the window of self and open the window of Christ and the resurrection that will change the way we live. It'll change the way we talk. It'll change the way we operate. It'll change the way we spend money. It'll change the way we connect with people. It'll change the way we pursue relationships. It'll change the way we work. It'll change what we value. It'll change everything, God. Help us to not minimize the power of the resurrection, but maximize the power of the resurrection in our life, knowing that we are guaranteed resurrection through you, and that changes everything for you and for us, Lord. In your son's name we pray, amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. Hasta luego.